King Charles' Christmas address, follow example of three wise men in pilgrimage to the future. By Breitbart London on December 25, 2025. London, AP, on a Christmas day when the war in Ukraine casts a shadow over Europe. Concerns over immigration divide societies, and some politicians fan anger and resentment. Britain's King Charles III called on people to focus on kindness instead of conflict. Delivering his annual holiday address from Westminster Abbey, Charles said Thursday the Christmas story of wise men and shepherds traveling through the night to find their Savior shows how we can find strength in the companionship and kindness of others. To this day, in times of uncertainty, these ways of living are treasured by all the great faiths and provide us with deep wells of hope, of resilience in the face of adversity, Charles said. Peace through forgiveness, simply getting to know our neighbors and by showing respect to one another, creating new friendships. In this, with the great diversity of our communities, we can find the strength to ensure that right triumphs over wrong, he added. The speech, which concluded with a Christmas carol sung by a Ukrainian choir, comes as European leaders rally support for Ukraine amid signs that U.S. President Donald Trump is losing patience with America's traditional European allies. At home, British politics have become increasingly bitter as Prime Minister Keir Starmer's government struggles to control unauthorized migration and bolster creaking public services. Charles, the titular head of the Church of England, chose Westminster Abbey as the site of his Christmas Day broadcast to underscore the theme of pilgrimage that ran through the speech. The Abbey, known as the site of coronations and royal weddings, is also the focus of an annual pilgrimage honoring Edward the Confessor, an early king of England who was canonized as a saint in 1161. Pilgrimage is a word less used today, but it is of particular significance for our modern world, and especially at Christmas, he said. This is about journeying forward into the future, while also journeying back to remember the past and learn from its lessons. Charles and his family made their own pilgrimage on foot earlier in the day to St. Mary Magdalene Church on the King's private Sandringham estate, about 100 miles north of London. Charles and Queen Camilla, along with Prince William and his wife, Kate, and their children, Princess George and Louis and Princess Charlotte, and extended family walked to the church and greeted the crowds of people after the service. Events earlier this year marking the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II underscored the need to learn from the past, Charles said. While there are fewer and fewer living veterans of that conflict, we must remember the courage and sacrifice of those who fought the war and the way communities came together in the face of such great challenge, he said. These are the values which have shaped our country and the Commonwealth, he said. As we hear of division, both at home and abroad, they are the values of which we must never lose sight. The monarch's annual holiday message is watched by millions of people in the UK and across the Commonwealth, a voluntary association of 56 independent nations, most of which have historic ties to Britain. The pre-recorded speech is broadcast at 3 p.m. London time, when many families are enjoying their traditional Christmas lunch. The speech is one of the rare occasions when Charles, 77, is able to voice his own views and doesn't seek guidance from the government. This year's address comes just 2 weeks after Charles made a deeply personal television appearance in which he said good news from his doctors meant that he would be able to reduce his treatment for cancer in the new year. The king was diagnosed with a still undisclosed form of cancer in early 2024. Buckingham Palace says his treatment is now moving to a precautionary phase and his condition will be monitored to ensure his continued recovery. The speech was accompanied by a video of members of the royal family, from the king to his grandchildren, George and Louis and Charlotte, meeting with the public and carrying out their royal duties. That included scenes from the king's historic trip to the Vatican as he works to forge closer relations between the Church of England and the Catholic Church. The event was the first time since King Henry VIII severed ties with Rome that the leaders of the two Christian churches, divided for centuries over issues that now include the ordination of female priests in the Church of England, have prayed together. The king's message was clear. Even if some years had passed, there's always hope to start over. Peace is possible. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.